Hey my loves, Jo here, and we're diving into day five, and I'm really excited about this one. I felt deeply inspired. Well, I was inspired whilst in the shower to think of this one. And today we're talking about Delulu. We're talking about being delusional because, for a big reason. So the dreams, ideas, desires, and thoughts that you have regarding your success, those things that you say that you want to have, those things that you believe will make you successful, those passions that you think are going to give you a life that feels successful, the way that you want to live, everything that you've thought about. If I told you it's 10% of what is possible, it is so limited at this moment in time. That's actually why you're stopping the flow of wealth, support, love, overflow, because your actual desires are so limited. Now we've been talking about the flow of success, the energy force. And so today I'm going to ask you to play big and to put down your limitations. And we're going to play with an exercise called the vision beyond the vision. But in this case, we're going to play with the vision beyond the vision beyond the vision. I want you to play so full out, so big, that you finally let go of the how. And that's what this is about. We hold on to small ideas of what we think we want for our life because we're trying to figure out the how. And if we keep it small, we think that we could work out the how, and therefore it's okay. But that says that's you doing it. That's a very limited, very masculine, not masculine as in bad, but very masculine energy of it's an action. I have to pick up this chair and move it to the other side. I have to make this money myself. Okay. Whereas when we step into the flow and the quantum field and we step into the fullness of yourself and we expand to the true you, because there's only 10% of you actually here in this physical realm. This body that you think you inhabit is only 10% of who you are anyway. There is 90% of you in the quantum field. There is 90% of you that's made up of the fact that this small bit of matter that you think you can see is only because it's slowed down its frequency enough for you to see it. But even you can feel that you are bigger than your body and your field is bigger than you. So you already know that this is a very small illusion. And when we're thinking about things, we're using our conscious brain, which is a very, very small part of us that desperately wants to control stuff, desperately wants to be in charge, like a jumped up little old man who's going, I haven't got any power and I want to demand everything. So the conscious brain is only designed to work with what is already here. It actually has no capacity, no function to deal with what is not already manifested. Okay. It's your subconscious, your unconscious. It's the universe. It's the quantum field. It's all of the energies is what actually deals with what hasn't, isn't for you to see, isn't in a mattered form. And that's exactly the same if you think about your computer. You know that the internet isn't actually on the computer anyway. You know that it is actually not on a server. The cloud does exist in its literal form. It's electricity and little bytes of information. It's no different than the telephone, that when the telephone goes from one telephone to another, particularly with old telephones, we know that there is the speed of sound. We know there's the speed of light. There are things that we just don't understand. Now, on your computer, the browser window is not the computer. The window that you use for Google is not the internet. It is the equivalent of your conscious brain. It is simply what is in front of you. It's the face to what you want to see. But it's only a very small, tiny, weeny little thing, yeah? But it has nothing to do with what's going on behind the browser, but also what's going on in the internet, yes? The interweb. So we can understand it a bit on that way. But when we try and use that part of our brain, we're holding on to what we think we should have, what we know we could control, what we could be in charge of. But that's getting in the way because you are designed to have something so much bigger than you could ever imagine. If you had asked me when I was, you know, when I was younger, if you had asked me when I was 14 whether I would have a CD sold in Owl Prize at that time, and I would be on an album that was being for sale, it wasn't even in my world, didn't even comprehend it. But that's what happened when I was 17. If you had said to me when I was, and if you'd said to me that I would find out years later that actually I would have been in, you know, in a performance with now four Hollywood stars, including Benedict Cumberbatch, that, thank what? No comprehension. Yeah. If you had told me that when I was 20, if you had told me that I would win a competition on Radio 1 and I would end up meeting Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning and I would walk down a red carpet and I'd be in Leicester Square and I would, you know, I would be with all these famous people and I would hang out with Busted and meet really cool people. Yeah. I'd have no comprehension of that. Yeah. It's not something I would have chosen. If you had told me that when I was, you know, 22, to imagine that the next year that I would end up, you know, I wasn't even in that world. If you told me I would then end up being in a business where I would suddenly rocket into the internet world, which was going on its bubble boom, and then I would live in San Francisco and I would mix with lots of millionaires and go to millionaire balls and I would mix with royalty and I'd go to the American ambassador's house. Yeah, and have a laugh and a joke over the fact of the Ferrero Rocher ad. If you had told me when I was 23 that I would be engaged at 24, I didn't even have a boyfriend at that point. I hadn't even had that comprehension. I wasn't dreaming these things. Yeah, I hadn't even dreamed big enough to imagine these things. And so when we limit ourselves with these ideas, we shrink ourselves. I was just having a flashback of the fact, if you'd said to me that I would end up in the Daily Mail on Sunday as their model for Cornwall, randomly when I was surfing, you know, like, it wasn't even in my world. If I had told you that, you know, when I was, 33, maybe, I think I was 33, 34, that Arianna Huffington, from who owns Huffington Post, would personally invite me to write for her. What? If you had told me, actually, I remember when I was told I was going to write a book, and that was when Faithy was born. And so, you know, what's that, 15 years ago? And so 2018, if you had told me in 2015 that I was going to write a book that would sell all over the world, you'd be like, what the fuck? Hadn't even comprehended it, wasn't even in my design. Yeah. So these are just stories. And what happens over fear and time is that we shrink these stories. And when we've been focusing on a subject, particularly around money and success, and when we've got locked in a pattern that says, oh, I'm looking at something outside of myself, we get so focused on the idea that if I get this thing, if I could just fix this thing, then I will be sorted. But the problem is the pattern of focusing on it, trying to fix it with your conscious brain, trying to work at it, trying to force it, trying to shove it, that's what's getting you stuck. So we need to go beyond it. And most of my clients will tell you they've heard me say this story a million times. But if you were driving down the road and there's a big boulder in the road, would you keep ramming your car into the boulder? Would you go, oh, there's a boulder in the road, let's keep driving my car into the boulder to see if I can get through the boulder? And yet that is what we do mentally over and over and over again with a problem. Whereas instead, you would drive backwards. You would look if there was a route around. Yeah. You would look if there was a way to change things. With the power of the mind is the fact you can completely bypass the boulder. Yeah. And that's what we want to do. So with this exercise, with this really fun exercise, I firstly want you to write out your initial desires. Yeah. On one sheet of paper, write out your initial desires. Write out what you think you want, what you know you want. You know this already. Yeah. Just write it out. Free write it. Write it out. Okay. And then put that to one side. And then say, right, if I had this and I know how I feel and I know I had it, what would I want now? Okay, what would I want now? So then write that out and really play. Think about, if I already had the things I say that I want and I'm going beyond the boulder, now write out what you really want. Okay, what you would actually want when you're being a bit more playful. All right, and then write that one out. All right, so you're going to go bigger. And then put that aside and go, okay, if I had that, what would I really want? Like, if I really allowed myself to go big and expand and play, and even if you can't be specific about it, but I reckon you can, I want you to be really fucking silly. Some of the things you thought, oh my God, I want to go first class on a plane. I want to fly. Like, I want to learn how to fly a plane. I want to be invited to eat for free at one of the most amazing Michelin star restaurants. I want to, somebody maybe you want to meet. I want to go to Necker Island. I want to be invited to Necker Island by Richard Branson. That's definitely, I'd like that, would be fun. You know, I want to have houses all over the world. I want to have places that I can have houses all over the world. And I want to have people that maintain those houses. I want you to be completely fucking delulu. All right. And so once you've gone beyond those things, go big, go play. Think about, if you want to think about money, think about it in the way that if you're in that success and what you're doing, it might be you're thinking about, oh, I want to speak on stages where people pay me lots of money and really dive into that. If you really want to say, well, you know, I want to have a portfolio of properties that we've done up and that I really enjoyed doing those properties up and converting them and making money and flipping them, and that we have a portfolio that's generating 5 million a year. And so that basically I'm living off passive income and we invest in that and we never actually have to, you know, we invest that money. And then I play on the stock market, you know, I learn how to play on Bitcoin, or I really want to, because remember, once you get past the I have to work at it, you get to play with passive income. You get to play with magical income. You get to play with the universe. And that's what we want to do. Okay. So this is a really, really fun exercise, but it's not just fun. It's getting you to go beyond switching from your conscious brain to your unconscious brain. You wanted quantum shifts. This is it. All right. So take the time. Play with yourself. You know, play over the time. Really expand. If you're finding resistance at one point, then do it the next day. Do one on one day and then the next day and then the next day and play. Go bigger, bigger. Stretch your mind so that you can finally get to a point where you cannot think about how should that happen? How can I make that happen? What have I got to do to make that happen? You have got to go beyond the how in your playing, yeah? So that you can free up your mind to be open for magical things happening. In one of my programs, I still remember the fact that one of my ladies, she manifested a house in 21 days. She manifested a house that she bought. She'd always wanted a house. She had absolutely no money when she came to this. And within the, I think 30 days in Solflow. And by the end of it, she had manifested the money and the house, her dream house. Yeah. And so everything is possible. Everything is fucking possible. Yeah. I'm just having a flashback. And if you told me, if you told me when I went to South Africa, how old was I? 29, just coming up 30. If you told me when I went to South Africa that when my brother dropped me off at the airport and I was going to end, he said to me, you're so fucking lucky. And he dropped me off at the airport and that I was going to meet the whole of the, All Blacks, and I was going to meet Dan Carter, and I was going to have a very beautiful flirtation with a potential that we both stood there as that kind of moment of going, do I get on the plane or not? And that I would meet them all. And I love rugby. I absolutely love rugby. So yeah, just if you told me that I would end up in a job where I, you know, was going to travel all over the world being paid to meet Olympians and you know, do sporting events all over the world and meet the most incredible people and hang out and have lunch with Hugh Grant. And, well, for the third time in my life, that, which is hilarious. And, that I would have to beat off Ben Ainslie, who tried to snog the face off me, and all of those things. These were never in my field, never in my idea. Yeah. So just be aware that when we get older, we can get really fixated on what's getting in the way. So it's time to play, time to get to Lulu, time to get magical. Try to be alien about this. Try to be playful about this. Try to bring back your playful, magical self, which is in there. So have fun. I really look forward to hearing some of the things. Do drop them inside. Sorry, I've got an itchy nose. Do drop them inside the group and share some of your vision beyond the vision, beyond the vision ideas that you really state. And I would definitely do that. State some of the things that you actually think, fuck yeah, that would be so fun. Let's share that playful energy with everybody else. So share some of those. Take care.